Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we turn to the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 11 this morning with verses 14 through 23. So then Jesus said to them, "Clearly Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Today in Matthew 11, verses 14 through 23, Jesus highlights the importance of believing in him and the profound implications of that faith. This passage serves as a foundation for understanding the miraculous nature of belief, culminating in his later act of raising Lazarus from the dead, which symbolizes hope and resurrection. In this context, Jesus emphasizes that faith is not merely a passive acceptance, but an active engagement with the divine presence in our lives. The verses illustrate the contrasting responses to Jesus' ministry. Some accept and believe in his message, while others remain skeptical and blind to his works. This dichotomy challenges us to consider our own beliefs and how they shape our experiences of miracles. By instilling belief in the hearts of those he encountered, Jesus urged them to open their eyes to the possibilities that faith can unlock. The raising of Lazarus is a testament to the transformative power of belief. When Jesus calls Lazarus from the tomb, it is an invitation to witness not just physical resurrection, but a spiritual awakening. Through this miracle, we understand that believing in Jesus enables us to access the miraculous in our own lives, even amidst despair and confusion. It reminds us that miracles can manifest in various forms, whether as healing, reconciliation, or renewed purpose. Oh, I pray for reconciliation with my own daughter and son, Alexandra and Alan. In every instance of life, Jesus encouraged us to reach for belief, assuring us that through faith, we can uncover new depths of joy, healing, and understanding. As we reflect on this message, we are called to embrace the idea that miracles are not confined to biblical accounts, but are available to us today. In believing, we participate in the ongoing narrative of faith and divine connection, allowing us to encounter the extraordinary in the ordinary. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we say hello to my mother this morning, as a matter of fact. We continue to pray for my two oldest children, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, continue. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Today my poem comes from Matthew 11. It's verses 13 through 23. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. Its title, "Lazarus Has Died, but he will rise. In Bethany, the shadows fall, a brother's love, a mournful call. Lazarus lies in silence deep, yet hope in hearts begins to seep. Believe, the voice of Jesus came, a spark ignites, igniting flame. Through grief's thick veil, a promise clear, for faith dispels all doubt and fear. The stone rolled back, the air stands still, the moment poised, a sovereign will. Lazarus, come forth, the words resound. In miracle's embrace, new life is found. From death's cold grip, he hears the call, no longer bound by chains at all. Awakened by the breath of grace, he steps from darkness to light's embrace. O wondrous heart, in faith believe, for in our trials we receive the Lord who raises, heals, restores. In every life his love implores. Amen. I am Tom Shukruz Wiggins. It's July 29th, 2025. I'm recording this morning at 5:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. And we are reminded to remember to call on the name of Jesus and see the miracles manifest in our lives. All we have to do is seek his name. And we know that the Lord can raise and create all things. We close in Jesus, 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 Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.